Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer, brought to you by ManaPro, providing the best quality products that your animals deserve at a value you can appreciate. ManaPro, nurturing life. My name is Andy Schneider, but most know me as the Chicken Whisperer. My co-host is poultry advocate and author of City Chicks, Chicken Tractor, and other great titles, Pat Foreman. Today is Friday, February 4th, and I would like to thank all of you for tuning in this afternoon on Blog Talk Radio. This is a live radio show that is broadcast around the world. This radio show is all about keeping backyard poultry, show poultry, and living a self-sufficient lifestyle. You can follow the Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer radio show 24 hours a day at our website, chickenwhisperer.com. That's chickenwhisperer.com. From there, you can follow us on Twitter, become a fan on Facebook, visit our blog, sign up for our monthly e-newsletter, The Chicken Scratch, and get all kinds of great Chicken Whisperer gear. If you're listening live today on Blog Talk Radio, I invite you to join us in the live chicken chat room that's going on right now. You can talk with other Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer fans and other chicken owners from around the country. You can also ask any questions you may have for our special guest when we have them on. All you have to do is click on the Chat Now button there at our homepage at Blog Talk Radio. Take a moment to register. That will get you your own unique, fun, and creative screen name. Then you can come on into the chat room, sit a spell, have a great time, meet some new friends, and talk all about our passion and hobby of backyard poultry, show poultry, and sustainable living. I would also like to invite you to mark this radio show as a favorite and request to be on our friends list while you're there at Blog Talk Radio. We hope you'll take a moment to do this today, and again, I want to thank you all for tuning in to Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer, brought to you by ManaPro. ManaPro is committed to providing the best quality products that your animals deserve at a value you can appreciate. No matter the animal, no matter the product, you can be certain that ManaPro cares as much about the well-being of your flock as you do. So try one of the many poultry products offered at a retailer near you. ManaPro, nurturing life.
If you have experienced the disappointment of broken or weak eggshells, try ManaPro's Oyster Shell. Adding oyster shell to your flock's feeding program helps provide the calcium they need for strong eggshells. So don't let those beautiful eggs go to waste. Try ManaPro's Oyster Shell for your pullets and layers.
Mount Healthy Hatcheries has been a hatching tradition for over 80 years. Home of the healthiest chicks, Mount Healthy Hatcheries offers a wide selection of bantams, turkeys, guineas, ducks, pheasants, and of course, meat birds and layers. Order online at mounthealthy.com. That's mthealthy.com. Or give them a call at 1-800-451-5603. Don't forget to ask about their free bonus chicks offer. Mount Healthy Hatcheries, home of the healthiest chicks.
Looking for something? Find it online at BidBird Auctions. BidBird.com is an online auction service that caters specifically to the poultry, waterfowl, game bird, and pigeon hobbyists. With so many rare and exciting species listed daily and in a wide variety of categories, you'll want to visit often. Join hundreds of the nation's top breeders that have made BidBird Auctions their new home. And get sold on BidBird.
For
First State Vet Supply is your one-stop shop to keep your birds healthy and happy. They have a wide selection of medications, vaccines, vitamins, wormers, and much more. Every product comes with specific directions and doses for your small backyard flock. Have questions about a sick or injured chicken? Take advantage of First State Vet Supply's Ask the Chicken Doctor program. For just $25, you can have a personal phone consultation with Peter Brown, also known as the Chicken Doctor. The consultation fee is waived if you purchase a product from First State Vet Supply. Visit them online at firststatevetsupply.com. That's firststatevetsupply.com.
Oh, yeah!
And the mighty bird against prejudice continues his fight for law and order. So when you hear that cry in the sky, you'll know it's Super Chicken.
Alrighty, thank you very much for staying with us today on this fun Friday episode. It's now time to bring on my wonderful co-host, partner in crime, author,
no crime.
Poultry. Poultry.
Oh, you're in jail.
You guessed it, Pat Foreman.
Partner in crime. No, we're partners in poultry power here, Whisperer, not crime. Although some people think that's a crime, don't they? I mean, to have chickens next door, they think it's one of the worst things you can do to them. But they just don't know. They haven't seen the light yet. Hey, today is a freaky, frivolous, frolicking, foul-filled, fun Friday. But you know what other Friday it is that I heard on the news this morning? This is a very special Friday.
Not sure.
It is called, it's being called the Friday of Departure. The Friday of Departure, because in we are witnessing history, like we said yesterday when we went into a little bit, but Egypt is literally having a coup, and apparently it's quite a leaderless coup, because it's all the civilization that's, or all the citizens there, so many of them. Ding dong.
Did you say cuckoo?
Cuckoo. That's right.
Oh, okay, so, okay.
It is Friday, that's right. But anyway, there's apparently a leaderless coup that is happening over there in Egypt, and it's going to have a domino effect across all the Arab world and probably our whole planet. And you know what else is interesting, though, is Mugabe has finally said he will step down in 6 months. He wants to wait till September. So now they're saying, nope, it's today. We want you out of there today. So I'm just fascinated by this human behavior story and how things are unfolding, hopefully for the highest, greatest benefit of all of us concerned. So it might be a historic day. But meanwhile, here we are with Fun Friday with the Chicken Whisperer.
Well, it's quite historic here on Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer too, Pat. I'm not sure if you're aware of this, but today, Friday, February 4th, marks our,
right.
This is incredible, this marks our today, our 400th episode of Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer.
Wow, that's amazing.
Not only that, not only is today our 400th episode, but tomorrow, February the 5th, actually marks our two-year anniversary from the debut show of Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer that debuted here at a little local radio station in the Atlanta area. And we were there for about 6 months, then we switched over to Blog Talk Radio. But tomorrow is the official two-year anniversary birthday, if you will, of this radio show. So this whole weekend today, 400th episode, tomorrow, our two-year anniversary, really, again, special occasion. And we have to thank, of course, after 2 years of being on the air, we have to thank all of our sponsors because we couldn't be on the air without them. We have to thank all of our listeners because we wouldn't have any sponsors if we didn't have any listeners. And, of course, we want to thank Blog Talk Radio, like you do every day at the end of the show, for this whole amazing, live radio, live video, live chat room, the whole nine yards, broadcasting while we're riding up the road in our SUVs sometimes. I remember that show like it was yesterday, just having a great time. So,
We just want to thank everybody for that during our host chat segment here. And I'm working on the HD video. In fact, when Pat has it, when she comes and shares Chickens in the News with us here in a moment, I'm going to switch a few buttons here. And so I'll be in La La Land probably for about 3 minutes while I switch over to USB ports to try to get the HD webcam back up. So because everybody loves that. So we'll try to get that done when we get the Chickens in the News. But I told you this, Pat, earlier today. 41 years old I am, and I've never had a blade shave on my face. It's my very first razor was an electric razor. You know, wanted to be like Daddy. Daddy had a Norelco three-headed electric razor, so I wanted to be like Dad. So my first razor was an electric razor. Never had a blade shave. And so I went to this new barbershop, I guess, about 6 weeks ago, just to get my head shaved. And it was a real barbershop. It was great. They said they would even shave my head with a blade if I wanted to. And I've been searching high and low for someone to do that. But they're all certified barbers. It's a really nice place. It's in a really nice area. And since I have this great weekend coming up, lots of travel, but more importantly, on Monday and Tuesday, this great trade show we're going to, the Bradley Caldwell Show up in Hershey, Pennsylvania, I thought, you know what, I'm just going to take a moment, I'm going to treat myself, I need to get a head shave and a face shave anyway, let's do it at this place. And it was quite amazing, let me tell you, between the hot lather and the hot rags, it was just awesome. My face hadn't been this smooth since probably the day I was born. So Jen's going to be quite surprised when she gets home, looking GQ and whatnot, the old Chicken Whisperer. So it was quite an experience. It's not something that I would indulge every month, maybe not even every other month, but maybe once a quarter I could work it in the budget to go have that done. So it was quite nice. And so probably a lot of guys in the chat room are like, you've never shaved with a blade? And nope, like I said, wanted to be like Daddy. And first razor I got, I think, probably for my birthday or Christmas was a good old Norelco electric razor. That's kind of what I've been using ever since. And then I remember my wife back holy cow, maybe 10 years ago, got me this real fancy electric razor that cleans itself. You put it in this little container, and it's got a little little juice container, I guess, cleaner container. You plug that in and push a button, and voila, thing cleaned itself. So that was a nice treat that she got me a few years back. But that was a great experience I've had this morning, running around doing all kinds of things. I got the products in the hands for the ABA youth program. Y'all remember there was a big the big International Poultry Expo here in Atlanta I attended, and eggcartons.com was there, and everything in their booth they gave to me. So it was quite a treat, and I told them that I wanted to distribute that between a couple of great groups. So I took half the supplies over to and met with the American Poultry Association, American Bantam Association, Georgia Youth Program, and I donated them some of the things. And then on the 19th, I'll be donating it to the Chattahoochee Valley Poultry Association for their big show down on the 19th. So I got that done this morning as well. And then after the show, it's just going to be pack, 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 and run errands, run errands, run errands, trying to get ready to head down to Amtrak this afternoon. So looking forward to the train ride and heading up to Philly. Not really looking forward to the weather in Philly or in Hershey, but you got to do what you got to do. I'm really excited about the event. So that's kind of what's on my plate for the weekend. How about you? You've got some events you want to share with us that you're doing, correct?
Oh, yes. Thanks, Whisper. I do. At the Indian Creek Nature Center, we'll be doing a Skype presentation. That's Sunday, same time as the Super Bowl, but hey, what's chickens got over the Super Bowl? But it'll be Sunday, and start at 2:00, and we'll just talk about chickens and you. It's kind of an introductory session about how chickens can be used as, of course, their skill sets and as fucking civil workers. And what's nice is we're also, besides the Skype, we're going to be able to have a PowerPoint presentation going on at the same time. So they're going to have two projectors, so that's going to make it really, really great. So that's what's coming up this weekend, and everything's
great.
All set up. I think all we have to do is just sign on to Skype, and off we go.
Off you go. Yep, Skype is awesome. We use it a lot with our meetup group and other webinars that we do. So that is awesome tool to use, and the best part about it is, for the most part, it is free. So what a great service. Absolutely.
Well, wonderful service.
Good luck with that.
Thank you.
What was
looking
I gonna
forward
say?
To it.
Oh, I know what I was going to say. We've got some great prizes to give away today. Not only later, about half past the hour, we're going to be welcoming Tom Minner with Sweet PDZ. He's going to be on telling us all about their great product and how it can help poultry owners around the country. But we've got some great prizes to give away. About 15 past 1 today, Eastern Standard Time, we're a little bit earlier than we normally do. We're going to have a chicken trivia contest today. And so we've got five prizes to give away. We've got some Happy Hen Treats, Mealworm Sensation, Sunflower Sensation. We've got Happy Hen Treats, Mealworm Frenzy, and then we're giving away three of the, I guess they're the 25-pound bags of the Sweet PDZ for people to try today. So we've got lots of prizes to give away today towards the end of the radio show, so you're going to want to stay tuned for that. It is now time for our Chickens in the News segment, and of course, Chickens in the News is brought to you by MeyerHatchery.com. Visit them online, of course, at MeyerHatchery.com. Spring will be here before you know it, and you want to get some good quality baby chicks, log on now, MeyerHatchery.com in Polk, Ohio. Polk, Ohio. Let me get over here. I haven't put them on Facebook yet, so I've got to get over to the wire here. Give chickens a chance, group pleads. And this comes to us from the Kaiser Times. We've posted a couple of news articles about this already this week, and this comes to us from Jason Cox of the Kaiser Times. The plight of urban chickens in Kaiser got a little brighter Monday night as the Kaiser City Council opted to further study the issue. At a Monday, January 31st work session, councilors signaled interest in allowing chickens in more areas throughout the city. They asked city staff to come back with a proposal. Currently, chickens are considered farm animals as opposed to a pet and thus are only allowed in zones allowing agricultural issues or uses. It's likely the change would come from the form of a zoning text amendment, said Community Development Director Nate Brown. This would require public hearings. Mayor Laura Christopher said Monday she wants to wrap up debate in a timely manner, but in a deliberate manner. I hope it doesn't blow up to a fluoride war, Christopher said, referring to last year's debate over fluorinated water. At Monday's work session, Kaiser resident Scott Mack said he was advocating six hens would be allowed in residential neighborhoods. And we'll post this on our Facebook page. It's quite a long story, lots of great information. But the city of Kaiser is trying to get backyard chickens in more places. And right now, as a lot of places, back when these smaller cities were developed, they were considered livestock or farm animals and not allowed or forbidden in within the city limits. And so now we know with the backyard poultry movement, that is changing like gangbusters all across the country. We see that about 85% of the cities that approach allowing backyard chickens actually do allow backyard chickens once it's all said and done. So we want to support them and their efforts. And then, of course, it's that time of year again. It is February, but everybody's looking at chick days ahead, including the folks in North Florida. The North Florida Herald, looking to raise chickens for the first time? Then Chick Days is for you. Anyone looking to raise chickens for the first time can visit Midwest Feed and Farm in either High Springs or Newberry beginning today to talk with experts about a part of the business of Chick Days. Raising poultry for eggs and meat is a tradition many families have shared for generations. Kenny Hatch of Midwest Feed and Farm says, "We're excited to help families, whether they may live, learn the value of raising their own poultry, whether on the farm or in town. People like knowing their eggs are fresh and all natural." Throughout the duration of Chick Days, Midwest Feed and Farm will have experts available to offer advice and guidance on how to raise chickens and freshly hatched chick through laying, including details on proper nutrition to provide the best eggs. Chick Days is designed to show people how easy it is to raise their own chickens for eggs, meat, or pets. Hatch says it is an activity for the whole family. Raising chickens is an inexpensive and relatively trouble-free pastime. If people start their flock in early spring, they can have fresh eggs by late summer. A good laying breed would start laying eggs about 5 months of age. So we're starting to see a lot of articles from places around the town, this obviously being in February, starting in Florida in the warmer climates. And then, of course, we'll see more and more articles come out for people starting their Chick Days events all over the country. Pat, do you have any chickens in the news to share with us today?
I do. I've got two pieces, and they're both the they both have great endings. One of them comes from DVIDS, DVIDS, and I hadn't heard of this before, but this is the Defense Video and Imagery Distribution System. Defense Video and Imagery Distribution System. And the news is that Hoosier soldiers, that's hard for me to say with my S's here, but Hoosier soldiers share poultry knowledge in Khoust, which is spelled K-H-O-W-S-T, Afghanistan. So what they're doing over there, Whisper, is that the members of the Indiana National Guard's 3 to 19th agribusiness development team, they've spent the last several months of their deployment assisting Afghan farmers in improving agricultural practices. And so about 60 National Guardsmen, all of them Hoosiers, were over there teaching that skills such as forestry, engineering, general farming, pest management, horticulture, marketing, education, and poultry management. So what they did is they held a workshop, and they brought live chickens with them. They brought 50 live chickens with them, and they were five each were given to the attendees to encourage them to come, it says here. But they went over chicken chicken culture and chicken protocol and how to use the chickens. The training was designed to provide background knowledge for a five-day seminar that's going to be held later. So this was just kind of a teaser kind of thing with the live chickens to go in with the chicken training. So they will also facilitate future training in compost, forestry techniques, and earlier projects that they had done, including building a greenhouse at the Afghan National Army's quarters. So now that's the kind of way I think we ought to be using our armies, to teach others how to grow food and give them chickens and just spread the love. What do you think of that one, Whisper?
Love it. Love it. Absolutely. Yeah. Thank you very much for sharing. Any others?
One other. This one comes to us from the New York Times, from their home and garden section. And this one, it's all about a chicken vanishes and heartbreak ensues. It's by Elizabeth Giddens, G-I-D-D-E-N-S. And the chickens of New York City, for the most part, live fairly sheltered lives. They're usually securely tucked into backyards and padlocked into community gardens. But the chickens from this particular flock are pretty much public figures. Their yard faces 20 feet of the busy Bedford Struvescant sidewalk. I'm not sure. S-T-U-Y-B-E-S-A-N-T, Struvescant sidewalk. And the chickens themselves chose this bustling thoroughfare. And what they do is they've got quite a following. Apparently, admirers come in droves. It's the talk of the town, and everyone loves walking by seeing the chickens in this little lot. So they all have names. The passersby know their names. They're just one of the fun things that you love to love, apparently, in New York City. And what is not to love? You know, they go about, there's something intrinsically which happy about a chicken, which we've talked about before, how chickens can literally be Prozac and feathers in a way. I mean, you just feel, they can't help but smile with some of the chicken antics. So they're a little jaunty upswing of their feathers that make you grin. They have this ceaseless kind of bobbing and scratching, the funny way they walk. So it's nearly impossible to feel melancholy in the company of chickens, this article says. They are a balm for the weary urban soul. So even though the spirit of chicken regularly infects the sidewalk parade down Franklin Avenue, and what happens is people, they'll be walking along, they'll start breaking into chicken dances. They cluck, they coo, they even cock-a-doodle-doo, it says here. But, oh my God, one of them disappeared. And everybody had a theory about what happened to Gertrude. Gertrude's theft became a blank slate into which people projected their assumptions about the neighborhood, about the city, about mankind. I mean, it was one of those things that someone had, you know, like they've stolen a puppy. They've stolen Gertrude, who was now a public figure.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. Sidewalk symposiums are one of the great pleasures of urban living, and the New Yorkers are the master of the art, ready to hold forth on the most abstract or esoteric musings without so much as a howdy-do. So what happened to Gertrude? Was it hunger? Oh, my gosh. Was it religion? Was it chicken envy? They couldn't find out. There was no information forthcoming. No one knew, and no one was talking. But the corner guy, one of the corner guys promised to put the word out, and if he found out who did it, this corner guy, he'd put a hurting on him, which was sort of comforting, kind of, but not really. Well, here's what happens, Whisper. A about a week after Gertrude's disappearance, everyone had given up hope. And a young man came and stood at the garden gate, and he shouted that he had information about the chicken. And the owners went downstairs, they opened the door, and what did they find but in the arms of this young man was their beloved Gertrude. She was very much alive and full of her signature elan. She was tucked in under the young man's yard. Well, this young fella, he was apparently in his late 20s, he says, is remarkably handsome and stylishly dressed. He sheepishly related the story of a drunken dare that a friend had led him to steal the chicken. And he did it for $100. He stole a chicken for $100. So maybe that friend was a friend or not. Who's to say what friendship is? But either way, the young man said he felt compelled to return Gertrude when he saw how much the neighborhood had missed her. He apologized at least 15 times. And, of course, they forgive him. They were so thrilled to have Gertrude back from her improbable return that they even gave the young man a hug. Thanked him profusely. So he went on his way, apologizing over and over and over again over his shoulder, and they never saw him again, but they had Gertrude back in their arms. How about that?
That's a great story, because I remember I read it actually yesterday. That was from New York Times?
New York Times, Home and Garden section.
Mm-hmm.
So Gertrude's back home. But see how chickens, we've talked about this before, how chickens in one yard can kind of help transform a community. And we saw that up in Washington, D.C., when Karen Ernst had her chickens. They would go out on this little fenced-in corner block, which is right by the metro, and she had more people talking to the chickens and talking about them. And of course, then she had to get rid of them as her children were crying and screaming in the background. But they still plan to get chickens again. But they can bring their community together, and they can be a common bond. So that's all the news I've got, and I'm glad Gertrude's home.
Aren't we all? Aren't we all? All righty. Well, that's perfect timing. It's just about half past the hour, so we're going to go to a short commercial break. When we come back, we're going to welcome our special guest for the day, Tom Minner with Sweet PDZ. A lot of you have been waiting for this interview all week. We've been talking about it on our Facebook page and on the radio show. And I know Jen and I have been using this product for about 6 months now, and many others, according to our Facebook page, have been using it and are very happy with it. So you may be wondering what it is, how it works, is it safe, and all these other great questions and what it does. So when we come back after this short break, we're going to learn all about Sweet PDZ. Stay with us, folks. We'll be back right after this short break.
When you need an incubator, think Brensea, the incubation specialist. Brensea has been a world-leading manufacturer of incubators for over 30 years. Incubators from 7 to 380 eggs with high-quality electronic and digital controls, including precise humidity control and programmable egg turning, all at surprisingly affordable prices. Visit them online at Brensea.com. Brensea spelled B-R-I-N-S-E-A. That's Brensea.com, or call 1-888-667-7009. Enter the coupon code WHISPER at checkout and save 10% on their incubators, brooders, egg handlers, and other incubation accessories. When you need an incubator, think Brensea. Technology you can trust.
EggCartons.com, your discount supplier of egg cartons and poultry supplies. They carry a wide variety of egg cartons in paper, plastic, and foam, as well as a great selection of poultry supplies, including incubators, brooders, waterers, feeders, and more. Order online at EggCartons.com or call toll-free 1-888-852-5340. Free full-color catalog available. Be sure to sign up for their online newsletter for more great specials. That's EggCartons.com.
Pictures of chickens on aprons are common across America, but picture a chicken wearing an apron and you'll probably get a good chuckle. Laugh if you must, but nothing protects hens better than the Hen Saver Hen Apron. Hen Saver Hen Aprons protect your hens from the damage caused by an overly affectionate rooster and may even provide protection from an unexpected hawk attack. Hen Savers come in several different sizes to fit both bantam and standard-sized hens and roosters. Colors include camo, denim, navy, brown, khaki or black, and soon pink. Crazy K Farm is expanding its already colorful Hen Saver collection to include the color pink. A portion of their sales will be donated to organizations that fund breast cancer research and awareness. Order your Hen Saver aprons today at hensaver.com. That's hensaver.com.
Ware Manufacturing has been building quality hutches since 1983. Ware manufactures modern chicken hutches, barns, pens, and nest boxes designed especially for the backyard flock. Ware offers hutches and pens for every yard size and every chicken keeper's budget. Visit their website at waremfginc.com. That's waremfginc.com. Or call them to find a retailer near you at 1-888-824-7257. Ware Manufacturing.
Hey, it's the Chicken Whisperer, here to tell you that if you have backyard poultry, nothing is more important than making sure your feathered friends are safe from infectious poultry diseases. Learn the simple steps to keep your birds healthy by visiting this website, healthybirds.aphis.usda.gov. That's healthybirds.aphis.usda.gov.
A message from the USDA.
Actually, in reality, I am Super Chicken.
All righty. Thank you very much for staying with us today on Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer on this awesome, fun Friday. We finally, after messing around with it a little bit, got the HD video up and running. So let me tell everybody in the chat room how, kind of how to do that. You can see my mugshot over to the right-hand side of the chat room where it lists everybody that's in the chat room. The very, very top of that list, it says in bold, Chicken Whisperer. Right next to where it says Chicken Whisperer, there's a tiny little icon of a webcam. You click on that webcam and voila, the live HD video should come up and you'll be able to see my mug. The importance of that, not so you can see me just running the show, but the other thing is when we go live on the road, that is an awesome tool to have. First time ever in the history of man, as far as I know, we broadcast live video from the Ohio National Poultry Show. We showed you judging as it was going on. We showed you the birds that were there. We interviewed suppliers and vendors that were there, and we've interviewed club heads of all the poultry clubs. We're doing that again this Monday and Tuesday, so we've kind of upgraded our equipment a little bit, and we've gone to HD video. So this Monday and Tuesday, we're going to be doing the same thing at the Bradley Caldwell Convention up there in Hershey, Pennsylvania. You'll be able to see vendors and their products. We'll be interviewing them, coop manufacturers, suppliers, the whole nine yards. And so that's why we wanted to get this upgraded. But now, without further ado, our special guest today, of course, is Tom Minner with Sweet PDZ. You can visit them online at sweetpdz.com as we're doing the interview, and he's telling us about their product. You can get more information at their website during this radio show. Pat, you are back live on the show, and Tom, you are live as well. Thank you so much for joining us.
Well, good afternoon, Andy. Glad to be here. Happy to be on the air with you.
Thank you.
Welcome, Tom.
Yep. Well, hi, Pat. Nice to meet you as well.
Thank you.
It's a historic day today, I guess, 400th episode, so congratulations to you folks.
Thank you very much. Yeah, excited. And then 2-year anniversary tomorrow, so we're looking forward to that as well. I met you personally a couple of weeks ago up in St. Louis at the Manipro National Sales Meeting, and you and I had lunch together. We sat and talked for about an hour or so, and all about your product. And I picked up some of your product from the Manipro mill about 6 months ago. And the tractor is kind of Jen's responsibility with the Bantams and whatnot. And so she wanted to try it in that area first, and unsolicited, to be honest, I had completely forgot that she was even using it. I was in the office one day, she comes in and says, I'm telling you what, that Sweet PDZ really, really works, because her responsibility was the tractor for the last couple of years, so she knows what kind of build up, and so her nose was used to that, and after the first time she had used that, she came back in unsolicited and said, hey, that stuff really works, I love it, it's great, I don't have to use very much, it keeps the odor down, the ammonia smell down, the moisture down, we love to put some down and then put the shavings on top of it. And so we're firm believers of that from firsthand use. And I just want to read some of the comments we've had on our Facebook page as well regarding some of the comments. I've got, let's see, hang on 1 second. Says, I went to the website and requested a distributor near me. They were very nice, sent me a couple of places that sell it, and I told them that, of course, they heard it through the radio show, and we thank Mary for doing that. Ken has some questions for you here. A little bit we'll get to if you don't answer them. But Danny says, ditto, I've seen their product in the store, and it's advertised in the pine bedding packages as well that I buy, and I've wondered if it would really be worth it. So lots of questions there. And then Sue, been using Sweet PDZ for quite a while. Wonderful to use for these cold winter months. Keeps everything nice with no harmful fumes. I especially like it to dry up mud puddles after I have drained the water. Really dries up the wet spots. I like it under my hay bedding. She personally doesn't use it in the nesting boxes, but that's just her. It is so wonderful, available here at Ace Hardware and anywhere there are horse supplies. So getting lots of feedback on the product. People know about it. They may have seen it and didn't know how to use it as an application for poultry, because right now I believe it's packaged as horse stall refresher. So let's back up a little bit. And if you'll tell us a little bit about yourself, your position with the company, and then we'll get right into the product, what it is, how it works, how we can use it, and the whole nine yards.
Sure. Well, I'm Vice President of Sales for the company, and been with Sweet PDZ. I have an ownership stake in it now, but have been involved with Sweet PDZ and the brand for going on 18 years. So those comments are quite typical, actually, and very encouraging to hear, because PDZ from day one that I've been involved, it's been recognized as a product that performs exactly how it proclaims to perform. So it's a great product to sell and to promote and to inform people about. It's you know, Andy, it started, you know, you're right, it's labeled, and we kept it labeled as a horse stall refresher for various reasons, marketing reasons, but it was introduced with quite fanfare back in the early 80s by a company called Phelps Dodge Zeolites, and that's the genesis of the name PDZ. Phelps Dodge is a huge mining company, big company, and back in the late 80s, my father-in-law bought that piece of their business from those folks and started promoting and finding various markets for the mineral. And PDZ was the first stall freshener, horse stall freshener on the market, continues to be the leading stall freshener on the market. It's been well received, and now through the course of the years, folks have figured out through some different marketing that we have done with the brand and things of this nature and website that ammonia is ammonia. And so if they have chicks or dogs, cats, rabbits, whatever, PDZ can address the problem and do so in a really effective and safe way. So
it's basically, go ahead.
No, we've been campaigning it as a great alternative to lime over the years. That's what folks have historically used, and we've had great success in doing that.
Okay. The first question we already have in the chat room, and my question as well. Well, I guess number one, it's really its main job, the way it's marketed, is to reduce the ammonia odor and any other poor or unwanted smells and odors in, say, the horse stall, but also would work the same way in the chicken coops or the chicken tractors or even in the run. So now we kind of know what this product, what what the end user and what we would use it for in our coops, our runs, or even in our tractor, is to really it has somewhat of a absorbency process, but it also really keeps the odor down, including the ammonia, which even as chicken owners, we're all concerned with as well. So it's more a coop stall refresher, horse stall refresher to refresh and eliminate these odors, especially the pneumonia odors in our coop. So I guess that's number one, correct?
Number one, yeah. Number one, the primary function and what PDZ is keen at is ammonia capture. I mean, other gases as well, H2S and SO2 and various decomposing waste odors. Those are all selective gases that the mineral captures, but ammonia being the most prevalent and most offensive in most animal and pet habitats and mm-hmm. chicken coops or chicken houses included.
Sure.
So it's a good moisture absorber as well. I mean, it's a mineral that takes up 40-50% by weight in moisture and urine and things of that nature. So it's as the one person mentioned. I mean, it does it's a desiccant, so it does dry as well as an additional benefit to the product.
Good. Another question in here is kind of that leads to the third question as far as is it safe if the chickens eat it? But the what exactly you talked about when we had lunch? It's like the product is 4 million years old, and it does come from the earth, and so mm-hmm. If you can kind of describe what the product really is, kind of what it's made from, that.
Mm-hmm.
That makes it safe.
Sure. The mineral classification of PDZ and of the Z in the name PDZ is zeolite, and a subclass of there's various zeolites, natural occurring zeolites that are found around the world and in North America out west. And what they are essentially is several million year old volcanic ash that was transformed when volcanoes blew and filled huge lake beds in various parts of the country and out west, specifically in Death Valley areas, where one of our deposits are in New Mexico and in Oregon and Idaho area. So just envision, this volcanic discharge, ash solidifying, and this is a mineral that was came about as a result of that volcanic activity. So why it works so well is that the voids, there's thousands of chasms or holes within each one of those particles of PDZ, and so it's very porous that way and has a lot of surface area to the mineral. So the gas molecule or the gas cation of ammonia will attach to that mineral surface, and then because zeolites are always holding water through their makeup, it hydrolyzes into the crystal and then is held there. And there's an exchange of cation that happens in the way of neutralizing it. That's all scientific sort of jargon, but the bottom line is with our product versus other products that may be on the market that may be lime products or products that have scents or perfumes or cover-up agents associated with them to hide the odor, PDZ has none of those characteristics. It's nothing added to it whatsoever. We simply crush and screen the product to particle size and bag it, and it works just as it was created to do.
Now,
so that's really nifty from the standpoint of purity.
Absolutely. And a question in the chat room earlier that I want to elaborate, because I've gotten this more than once, is that initially, because a lot of people in the backyard poultry arena are familiar now to the diatomaceous earth, and so we had some questions here. Does it do the same thing? Is it completely different? They're talking about, well, will this kill like diatomaceous earth, being that ground up fossil that basically mm-hmm. Cuts the parasites down, does it have any principle like that? Totally different. That's I'm asking that because I've heard that a lot. Oh, it sounds like it's kind of like diatomaceous earth.
Yeah, it may have some broad characteristics in some way as to what it does. I mean, it dries, diatomaceous earth dries, and it's sharp. And you're right, they're diatoms, and they that that's their basis. So it's completely different from the standpoint of minerals, from the standpoint this is volcanic and diatoms or skeleton remains. So that's different. But one thing that they do have a little bit of similarity, and diatomaceous earth, from my understanding of it, it doesn't have cation exchange, the odor capturing function of the zeolite, certainly to the degree that PDZ right. does or zeolites do. So that's a character, that's a distinction between zeolite, a PDZ, and other things. But from the standpoint of drying or being jagged and cutting up parasites and drying them out, PDZ has some functionality that way. But to be honest with you, that's a distinction of diatomaceous earth that
right.
probably is better from that standpoint.
Good.
Yeah, it falls back to the primary function of PDZ first and foremost is the ammonia capture and neutralization.
Okay.
Anything on top of that is good.
Yes, the next million-dollar question that obviously you get all the time, and I've gotten since we've started promoting the product, is it safe? For example, that'll lead us to our next question about how affordable it is and how little you really have to use, especially in the chicken coop application. But
sure.
It is granular form, and so like with Jen on our 3-foot by 4-foot tractor we have, she uses probably about a small, like an 8-ounce styrofoam coffee cup that you get, say, in an office break room, and just sprinkled it throughout that area of 3-foot by 4-foot, and so it's granular. So it's the chickens, when they scratch, they're looking for bugs, they're looking for any food that may have fallen out of their feeder. They pick this up, they eat it, and then what happens at that point? So that's the next question. How is this safe? How safe is it? And are there benefits if the chickens happen to pick up a few?
Sure. Well, it's a good question and a question that we get frequently on the product. And yes, the beautiful thing about it is it's completely safe to use. It's a feed grade mineral. It is zeolites are fed to a variety of livestock species from cattle, dairy cattle to chickens. Big poultry operations have fed and still do feed a zeolite as it's a source of calcium as well, and has some egg strengthening capacities, and also it just picks up. You can feed through zeolites that pick up the ammonia through the digestive tract of species for odor control that way as well. So from the standpoint of whether a horse ate it, a human ate it mistakenly, it's completely safe. There's no harmful side effects. We from time to time we'll get someone and say, my horse, stable hand thought that it was a mineral supplement and fed it, by the bucket type of thing. And, when you eat that kind of quantity, you'll want to drink water and kind of flush it through, because that's an abundance that's, not probably wise, but at the same point in time, it's safe for the chicks to walk on it. It's not going to hurt their foot pads or do anything or their feet at all. And certainly in their digestive tract, it would be a benefit.
And even if they pick up a few and peck at it and eat a few, it may,
yep.
it's beneficial, almost like them eating a free choice oyster shell.
Exactly right. Exactly right. Grit. As a grit product or an oyster shell product. Exactly.
I heard you, Pat. I maybe have a question, Pat.
Well, yeah, there was a question in the chat room. Thank you, Whisper. About is it safe then to use in the garden and in compost?
Yeah, well, that's a great question as well. And we haven't taken the steps, and I really need to act on it, because we could be OMRI certified without a problem. Our plant has gone through that process, but the mineral itself is certifiable as far as an organic material. But along the lines of the composting thing, the mineral itself is pH. It's a neutral pH, but when it loads up with ammonium and is held that way, the way it breaks down is, and through its chemistry, it releases as nitrogen. So it's an excellent soil amendment to use in your gardens or fields, and certainly on compost. We did a little composting study with an organization out here in Bellingham, Washington, called O2 Compost, and they make farm-sized sort of composting bins and things for horse farms and operations, and we did some testing with them on their organic matter and compost material, and found that, you know, with the inclusion of PDZ in the horse stall waste material that went into compost, the nitrogen retention, the amount of odor that was driven off, that would have been driven off into the atmosphere, was captured by the sweet PDZ and then held there and transformed into beneficial nitrogen. So it has two benefits. One, it limits the amount of ammonia that goes into the atmosphere, and then two, makes for a more nitrogen-rich end product fertilizer or compost. So it's nifty stuff.
Well,
you know,
I
what we like to say...
Go ahead.
I was going to say, what we like to say as far as PDZ, from the time that we mine it, borrow it from the earth, so to speak, and put it into a horse stall or a pet habitat or a chicken coop, and to the time that it's reintroduced into compost or garden or back to the earth, it's safe and beneficial. So it's really truly a full cycle sort of product.
Wow, wonderful. I see here what's used in commercial water purification
mm-hmm.
commercially.
Mm-hmm.
That's an interesting thing.
Takes out different heavy metals. I mean, zeolites, and something that folks should understand too is that a natural occurring mineral, not unlike other types of clays and things of this nature, are all changes from deposit to deposit. It just depends on the characteristics and the distinctions of that particular zeolite deposit. So, various zeolite, we use a different zeolite of ours for that water purification or filtration media because it has a higher capacity to take out heavy metals and things of that nature. So just point out the fact that there are distinctions that way between mineral sources.
Well, another amazing thing, I didn't realize zeolite was so, they mine about 4 million tons a year. This I'm on Wikipedia right now. And about half of that goes to China to be used in the concrete industry.
That's another thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah, uh-huh. Yeah, it's really a... If you start Googling around on things, you'll find a lot of different unique characteristics with zeolites. They also use it as a wound pack in the fields in like Afghanistan, the war and stuff in the desert, because it stops blood from it limits blood flow, stops it. So
nice.
Different stuff,
nice.
Yeah. But on the agriculture end, yeah, it takes a lot of it removes heavy metals from soil. It's a soil remediation type of product, so it's all beneficial that way to have on the soil or introduced back to the earth.
Cool, excellent. Lots of questions in the chat room. We've just not questions, but comments. Yay, I'm very interested. Told my hubby about it. He works for a farm store, so maybe they can get it. I'm going to
mm-hmm.
try this as soon as possible. Me too. I'm going to give it a try. Plenty of chickens to try it on. And then this said they've added lime to the garden, but this sounds much better. Someone said on our Facebook that said they heard they could get it at Ace Hardware. Does Tractor Supply carry it? Since they're starting to ask questions like that, where can they find this product? And I guess right now they probably want to look in the equine area since it hasn't started yet, but we're looking forward to that. It hadn't started quite yet being packaged as a coop refresher, but it's the same. It would be the same product, just promoted differently and in a different bag. But in the equine, I'm guessing, area under the horse stall refresher, and where can they find to buy it?
Sure. Sometimes we make people really look hard for sweet PDZ. It's readily available. We have we started a partnership, a distribution and marketing partnership with ManaPro Products, and where we met Andy back in St. Louis mm-hmm. a couple years ago, and that has broadened our distribution and the availability of PDZ across the country. And where it's available is in feed and farm supply stores, feed mills, or just farm supply stores. Coast to coast. So it is readily available in 50 50 states out there. It is nationally available in tractor supply stores, other regional type of farm and fleet type stores like Big R's and Blaine's and Mills and Orchland's and all these other type of stores also do have it or can get it. Many times at a feed store, however, unfortunately, you'll have to ask for it because it'll be in the back room. It is a 40-pound bag presently that's available at feed and farm supply stores, and typically they store that type of stuff with their shavings in the back. Sometimes it would be up front, but if you ask for it by name, Sweets PDZ, I feel confident that folks will be able to find that for you. And it is. There are two different types of PDZ. One's granular and one's powder. Both will work superbly in a chicken coop application, but thinking along the lines of like the grit type of product or oyster shell, that the granular product probably be more appealing to chicken folks out there on as far as the application of it. And that too is what is available at Tractor Supply. The distinction is the product that's at Tractor Supply, it's a horse stall refresher bag, however it's a 25-pound bag, so they have a 25-pound bag. It's on the shelf in store there, as it is at other chain type of farm supply type stores. But then the independent farm supply stores out there will have it in a 40-pound bag. So and we will. To your point on the chicken, we have recognized for some time now that we get a huge amount of calls and inquiry from a variety of different pet owners. But at the top of the list, the last couple of years have been backyard poultry folks that and no one to know, hey, is this stuff effective and safe and useful in our chicken runs or chicken coops? And while we haven't taken the bull by the horns and came out with a product, we are set to, and we're working on packaging design and a marketing plan presently, and we'll have that out in the market for as a coop refresher of some sort in the summer months, in the summer quarter sometime, so June, July, August, something in that period of time.
Someone also commented in the chat room, you have it both in, it looks like, pulverized or powdered form,
yeah,
and then also in granular. And which sells better? Are there different applications for each? Are there better applications for each one of those? If you'll share about that.
Yeah, and on the horse stall side, I mean, for many, many years, the only product that we produced was the pulverized or the powder type product. That's the only product that we had on the market, and then we folks were really happy with that, but there were some that were really wanting a more granular product that was a little bit cleaner to put down, so to speak, and was nicer on stall mats and things of that nature. From a functionality point of view, it's the exact same mineral. One is just a different particle size. The powder, because of the surface area that it covers when you put that powder down, it works faster, you know, and ultimately maybe a little bit better. It might not be perceptible by a person's nose, but from an ammonia measurement standpoint, it probably captures a bit more ammonia than the granular, but it's probably immeasurable. And the granular, with many folks, they like the fact that it flows nicely, as you probably found out in putting it out of a coffee, which most people do, a coffee can or a cup or something of that nature, and it flows nicely. It goes down where you want it to go down, and there's really no dust associated with the granular product at all. So for the poultry side, I would think that folks are probably going to lean towards the granular product.
And then I guess finally the cost, and I know it's going to vary anywhere across the country where they get it.
Sure.
My understanding, a 25-pound bag is around $10. Am I right around
yep.
there?
Yep, that's right.
Okay.
That's right. Presently, right now, at Tractor Supply, I believe there's a price, a promotion on it on the 25-pound at $8.99 a bag, but typically the regular price is $9.95 a bag. The 40-pound bag, you're right, it varies from we produce out of New Mexico, so certainly in the West, in the Mountain States, it's less expensive and probably in the $12.95 range as far as a 40-pound bag goes. But when you get into the up here in the Northwest where I am, or the Southeast or the Northeast, it's going to be closer to $13.95 a bag. But as folks will find out, and as you alluded to, I mean, the amount that you use when you use it a few ounces at a time in a confined area, a little goes a long ways, and it's quite economical to use, especially for what the benefit that's drawn from it, as far as just, you know, a healthier coop environment, healthier birds, and less of a nuisance for the owners as well as neighbors.
As far as the labeling, I had a question. It said, is it called Sweet PDZ at Tractor Supply as well? Or is I guess that's on the bag, but it also will be called Stall Refresher.
Yeah, exactly. It's Sweet PDZ Horse Stall Refresher is how it's labeled on any bag that's on the market right now. It's Sweet PDZ Horse Stall Refresher. Yep.
And is it safe to say, because many things, more is not always better. So in this mm-hmm. case, if you use it as recommended, some people might think, more is better. I'll go ahead and completely coat the bottom of my coop with it.
Mm-hmm.
And again, not really necessary. You're kind of maybe, I don't want to say throwing money away, but, you know, you
right.
follow the directions on the bag and then do the math based on your coop. And we'll be talking with Tom. I know we talked about this over lunch about when we get down to recommended coop amounts, you know, the average size coops, 3 foot by 4 foot, 5 or 4 by 6, 5 by 8, and then maybe get on the back of the label for the coop refresher those recommendations. So don't I guess that is that a honest statement that, you know, more is not always better?
Absolutely, absolutely, and it's really more about figuring out the frequency of use. It's better, like in a horse stall, if someone, and this goes for a chicken coop will run in the same way. You'll have a certain amount of ammonia that's being generated every day. So if you just use a little bit every day or every couple days, like in a chicken coop, it probably doesn't have to be every day, like in a horse stall, because that's the routine of a typical person that stalls a horse, is they pick the wet material out, the shavings out, and remove that, and then they just spot treat with PDZ for the ammonia neutralization piece of it and put fresh bedding on top. In a coop, I would say that you'll use just kind of a light visible covering of it is probably the best. It's general, but it's the best approach to it. And, you know, all species generate different strengths of ammonia and urine, so you'll just have to kind of figure it out with your nose. If you still have a presence of ammonia in there on a regular basis, just use a little bit more. And when that's satisfactorily extinguished, then you know that you've kind of reached the point where you want. But I would start off sparingly, light visible covering, and see how that does the job for you. It will work. So if you have an ammonia, a continuation of ammonia in there, just use a little bit more, but just stair-step it up.
Perfect.
Certainly don't throw a whole bag down, because it would be a waste of product, because there's, it's just not utilized to it's not efficient.
Great. We're going to take a short commercial break when we come back, if we have a few more minutes with you, because we have, you know, we got folks that obviously they've got horses, they've got goats, they've got chickens, they've
mm-hmm.
got compost bins. So we'll talk a little bit when we come back, really kind of how to use it in a compost bin, why we'd want to use it in a compost bin. Again, the same question, you know, safe as far
mm-hmm.
as then adding that to our garden, maybe some garden uses. So if you could stay with us for a little bit, we'll come back after the break and get into a little bit more different applications for your product.
Okay.
Sounds great. All righty. We'll be back momentarily. Stay with us, folks. We're talking with Tom Minner with Sweet PDZ. We'll be back right after this short break.
Ware Manufacturing has been building quality hutches since 1983. Ware manufactures modern chicken hutches, barns, pens, and nest boxes designed especially for the backyard flock. Ware offers hutches and pens for every yard size and every chicken keeper's budget. Visit their website at waremfginc.com. That's waremfginc.com. Or call them to find a retailer near you at 1-888-824-7257. Ware Manufacturing.
Ideal Poultry has been a family-owned and operated business since 1937. Their business is built on customer service and quality poultry, from rare white and brown egg layers to broilers, ducks, turkeys, and bantams. Ideal Poultry is the largest supplier of backyard poultry in the United States, shipping close to 5 million chicks annually. Visit them online at idealpoultry.com.
That's idealpoultry.com. Hey, it's the Chicken Whisperer. If you're in the market for a new incubator, then look no further than GQF. They have a great selection of tabletop and cabinet-style incubators at prices you can afford. I love my GQF Genesis Model 1588. It has a large picture window and an automatic thermostat, which makes for a better hatch every time. Go pick out your new incubator at GQFradio.com. That's GQFradio.com.
When you need an incubator, think Brency, the incubation specialist. Brency has been a world-leading manufacturer of incubators for over 30 years. Incubators from 7 to 380 eggs with high-quality electronic and digital controls, including precise humidity control and programmable egg turning, all at surprisingly affordable prices. Visit them online at Brency.com. Brency spelled B-R-I-N-S-E-A. That's Brency.com or call 1-888-667-7009. Enter the coupon code WHISPER at checkout and save 10% on their incubators, brooders, egg handlers, and other incubation accessories. When you need an incubator, think Brency. Technology you can trust.
Mount Healthy Hatcheries has been a hatching tradition for over 80 years. Home of the healthiest chicks, Mount Healthy Hatcheries offers a wide selection of bantams, turkeys, guineas, ducks, pheasants, and of course, meat birds and layers. Order online at mounthealthy.com, that's mthealthy.com, or give them a call at 1-800-451-5603. Don't forget to ask about their free bonus chicks offer. Mount Healthy Hatcheries, home of the healthiest chicks.
And the mighty bird against prejudice continues his fight for law and order. So when you hear that cry in the sky, you'll know it's Super Chicken.
Sometimes you feel like a nut, sometimes you don't.
Alrighty, thank you very much for staying with us today on this fun Friday, February 4th, and our special guest is Tom Minner with Sweet PDZ, and we've been talking about the product itself, where it's from, how it works, what the goal is, from horse stalls to chicken coops, is it safe, the whole nine yards, but since we do have so many people out there that do garden and do compost, maybe you can share some applications regarding composting first and putting it in the compost pile or compost bin, what it does specifically when we add it to our compost pile or compost bin, and then as far as taking that compost and then putting it around plants and garden and in our garden, even in our food garden, what the effects would be, and is it safe?
Sure. Well, in any stall waste or coop waste that has PDZ as a part of it, that would, if it goes into compost, as I mentioned, it's going to have loaded up. And it has a high capacity for ammonia absorption. So even though the mineral might be wet with urine or moisture, it continues to have gas adsorption function and capacity. So even as that stuff is laying on a compost pile, it's loading up with ammonia and H2S or SO2 that's being generated there, and it's held there. So instead of it going up in the atmosphere and lost, it's converted to nitrogen essentially, and it breaks down that way. So it's more nitrogen-rich compost. Now, if they had a compost pile that they wanted, you know, was smelling at a certain time, and they wanted to capture that, they could sprinkle PDZ, just a bag of it or a partial bag of it, just kind of cover it. And especially even with there's a problem with flies, it's amazing what it does. And this is along the lines of what someone mentioned earlier, as far as DE or diatomaceous earth and why it's used that way for fly control and larvae drying up, that type of thing. Same thing. I've seen manure piles outside of horse barns that were coated with PDZ on one side of the manure pile, and the other side was we're completely loaded up with flies. They don't like to light on it, land on it, and it dries and ruins the environment that they like to lay in. So same thing on a compost pile. If it's smelling, put some PDZ on it, and you're going to retain that nitrogen.
Well, that's awesome.
Segueing off of that type of use, I mean, also, musty or mildew sort of odors in basements that may have had a leak or flooding situations after all the water is removed, and you want to try to capture that type of, get rid of that mildew or musty smell, too, PDZ will take that up as well. You just lay it down and let it sit for, if you can let it sit for hours or days even, it will help dry and remove that type of odor. So that's another sort of application for it. But the compost thing, and if they use that compost then in their gardens, any sort of the zeolite that's present there, if you it helps keep the soil loose, and it depends on how much you have in there. If you don't have a lot, then it has limited capacity to do this. But if you have zeolite or PDZ mixed in there, it helps keep the soil looser. It helps retain the water that gets through your irrigation, so it will help retain that and also feed the root base on a more continuous basis. Same thing with fertilizers. If organic fertilizers are used or any sort of fertilizer is used on plant life, if you have some level of PDZ or zeolite around that plant, it's gonna capture and retain that fertilizer and make it more available to the root base.
Awesome.
So it's great stuff that way from if it's incorporated in the bedding material or disposed of that way, it has a continuous use. Or if you wanted to just simply add some PDZ to plant around plants or around the compost, that would have benefit as well.
Awesome. Well, now can you buy it in bigger bags?
40 is the biggest bag, Pat, that we have that's available on the market.
Okay. And what about if there were commercial compost projects going on? Is that something they could? Because that's something we're starting to look into, is urban composting and how to do it on a city level.
Sure. Well, I mean, we manufacture and produce zeolites in a lot of different for a lot of different markets. I mean, we have the ability to work with a municipality or some sort of specific operation that would want to buy in more volume-oriented ways. We have Super Sacker 2,000-pound tote bags that it's available in. And if someone wants to... we'll ship a tote bag to anyone. So, but it's readily available in the farm supply area, and they generally if someone wants greater volume of it, they will work with someone on a discount too.
Excellent. Okay. Very, very good. Wow, that sounds like an amazing product. One of those can't be without type of product.
Well, I mean, and that's what I hesitate on glowing about it at times, because it kind of comes across as kind of snake oil or something, but it really is, and I can tell you firsthand from being involved with it for nearly 20 years now, and all those testimonials out there that would come to, and the way the brand was built was through essentially word of mouth and people being completely pleased and satisfied with the product and telling other folks about it. All those testimonials, and we got a oodles more, but we only put so many on our website, are all unsolicited testimonials. We don't go out asking for people's testimonials. So it's really genuinely well received and talked highly about out there.
Mm-hmm.
And we look forward to telling more poetry folks about it, because we really feel we're missing a market there, and so I really truly appreciate being on the airways with you, Andy and Pat.
Well,
Well, thank you very much for joining us. I knew that it was so great to sit with you and have lunch for you for an hour while we were in St. Louis. And again, I'm sure our paths will cross again as much traveling as we hope to do this next over the next year. And you're always welcome on the show to come on and let us know, especially when you've got the new packaging out. You're really
yes.
wanting to push
yeah.
that to the, you know, for the Coupe. Refresher that you want to do. So I know we had a lot of questions that were asked both on our Facebook page and even from the chat room throughout this week when knowing that you were going to be on. So we really appreciate your time coming on, telling us all about your product. And we again had lots of comments. So basically, if they have somewhere where they live, they go into a store, they go to, like you said, most TSCs have it, but if they go to their
mm-hmm.
local mom and pop and they don't
mm-hmm.
have it, I guess they can they can contact you and give you their local store information and address and contact, or they could also give their local store the contact information of Sweet PDZ to try to get it where they live, correct?
Absolutely, absolutely. That's the way to do it. I'm quite confident that we have a great distribution network. So we have distribution of Sweet PDZ across the country. So if there's pockets out there that maybe it's not as readily available at retail level, we certainly can get it to a retailer there. We just need to know about that particular retailer. So we do not have a dealer locator on our website. You simply just call in, and we can direct you to a dealer by capturing your zip code or your town name. Or also folks could log on to manapro.com, and they do have a dealer locator on their website. So any of those Manapro dealers that are on their website will have Sweet PDZ or have access to Sweet PDZ, so that's a way that they could check as well. But we invite any calls. Give us a call. We'll be happy to connect them
thank
to a dealer.
You. Great information. Well, Tom, thank you very much for coming on today. We've been talking with Tom Minner with Sweet PDZ, and you can find that all over the country. And, in fact, after this next commercial break, we're going to have chicken trivia on this fun Friday, and we're going to be giving away 3 bags of the Sweet PDZ. And so if you happen to win that, then enjoy and use it, and then let everybody else know how you enjoyed it, and then let us know in the chat room how you enjoyed it once you receive that great prize. So, Tom, thank you very much for providing those 3 bags for us to give out to our listeners today and let them try it and get some good
Absolutely.
Feedback with it. We thank you for joining us, and I'm sure I'll see you on the road soon, and we'll keep in contact.
Very good, Andy. Thanks a bunch. Nice meeting you too, Pat.
Yeah, thank you, Tom, very much. That was really informative. I enjoyed it.
All righty, folks. There you have it. We've been waiting for the show for a long time, and lots of great information, lots of great comments in the chat room about Sweet PDZ. Get your hands on some, try it in your coops, and let us know what you think. We're going to go to a short break. When we come back, we're going to start our Friday edition of Chicken Trivia Contest. We've got some great prizes to give away, including some Happy Hen Treats from Randall Berkey and some Sweet PDZ. So stay with us. We'll be back right after this short break.
You've ordered your new baby chicks and even have the brooder prepared, but now it's time to order that new chicken coop. My Amish Goods offers quality-built chicken coops for every size, flock, and budget. They have many styles and colors to choose from and will ship them fully assembled right to your front door. Act now and receive a special upgrade at no additional charge. Visit them online at myamishgoods.com. That's myamishgoods.com.
Ware Manufacturing has been building quality hutches since 1983. Ware manufactures modern chicken hutches, barns, pens, and nest boxes designed especially for the backyard flock. Ware offers hutches and pens for every yard size and every chicken keeper's budget. Visit their website at waremfginc.com. That's waremfginc.com. Or call them to find a retailer near you at 1-888-824-7257. Ware Manufacturing.
It's easy and rewarding to keep backyard chickens, and My Pet Chicken can supply everything you need to get started, including baby chicks, chicken coops, accessories, books, and free how-to information. Master Decor. At My Pet Chicken, you can buy as few as 3 baby chicks. They also sell fertile hatching eggs. Visit them online at mypetchicken.com. That's mypetchicken.com.
Designed for starting and growing game birds, turkeys, ducks, geese, and broilers, Manipro's Game Bird Showbird Crumbles feature 24% protein and a combination of vitamins, minerals, and yeast culture. This complete feed does it all, from growth and weight gain to healthy development and even improved digestion. So next time you're starting some new birds, try Manipro's Game Bird Showbird formula and see the difference.
Ideal Poultry has been a family-owned and operated business since 1937. Their business is built on customer service and quality poultry. From rare white and brown egg layers to broilers, ducks, turkeys, and bantams, Ideal Poultry is the largest supplier of backyard poultry in the United States, shipping close to 5 million chicks annually. Visit them online at idealpoultry.com. That's idealpoultry.com.
No, that doesn't mean that Pat has had her cup of coffee, because it's not Wednesday.
<That's right>. No coffee today. I can't. No. My body can't handle it. Just once.
Okay.
Once a week, that's all.
Exactly. Okay. Let's talk about next week. Someone was like, "Hey," I said, "don't forget to tune in next week." And they're like, "What's next week?" Alrighty, let me tell you. We're going to be broadcasting live on location, not only via radio or via chat room, but also HD video at the Bradley Caldwell trade show. Anything and everything that you would find in a farm and garden store, a farm center, they're going to be there showing off their products, plus the farm and garden owners and managers from all across the eastern United States are going to be there, maybe even all across the United States. We're going to be there broadcasting live. We'll be interviewing the product representatives. We'll be interviewing the store managers, you name it. We're going to be there. We're going to be live. We may even think about extending the show to 2 hours, because it's going to be just like watching live TV, CNN, Chicken News Network, and we're going to be hopefully going from booth to booth to booth, showing you the whole facility and interviewing live via video. You saw our new fancy microphone, so when we get out there, people know who we are when we're walking up to them, kind of like Jay walking on the Tonight Show. But this will be Rooster walking, and we're going booth to booth and talking lots of folks. And let me see what we got to say. Okay, cool. I got a little instant message here. I'll have to answer here in a few minutes. So let me tell you, so next week, and then we've got next Thursday, Back Home Magazine, Part 2 on beekeeping, Part 2. It's a two-part series, and so Richard Frudenberger, Back Home Magazine, will be here as well on Thursday. Wednesday right now is open. I did talk to Peter Brown, the chicken doctor, and we're going to give him one more week off to recuperate from the car wreck he had last month, but he will return on the 23rd of February. That is for sure. So definitely Monday and Tuesday are going to be shows you're not going to want to miss, because it'll be live just like watching chicken TV. It's all I can say. So it's going to be awesome. We've upgraded a lot of equipment. Sound should be better. Video should be better. The whole nine yards. Okay, let's get to some chicken trivia. We will start with, I think Pat has a couple of questions. I think I've got a couple. And we're going to do as many as we can get done in the amount of time. First, we're going to give away, because I want to make sure we give this away, because it's new, Tom Minner from Sweet PDZ. Let's start giving away those bags first. We've got three bags. We'll have three separate questions. First, let's see. We'll take caller number six. The way it works, if caller number six doesn't know the answer, we go to caller number seven. If they don't know the answer, we go to caller eight until we get a winning answer. And the call-in number is 347-637-3237. 347-637-3237, and you call in and want to try to win. So we'll go to Pat's question first. Caller number six, the first question, Pat. This is for a 25-pound bag of Sweet PDZ.
Okay. Well, the first question, Whisper, is, can a rooster crow if it cannot extend its neck? can a rooster crow if it cannot extend its neck? So that's I think we had this one a long, long time ago, but I've been watching my roosters since, and I think it's just a really cool question. So,
all right. We're going to take We're going to take caller number 6-347-637-3237. You got a 50% chance here, yes or no answer. So it's not like back in high school where you can circle circle C in your multiple choice and get it right. So it is a multiple guess, I guess, but it's just yes or no. So you have a 50-50 here for a 25-pound bag of sweet PDZ. Now, if you're the big winner, what you got to do, write this down, you will send me an email with your shipping information, what will happen is I'll need your phone number and your shipping information. Why? I'm going to get that to Tom. He's going to contact you with a voucher and your closest store where you can go and pick this up. So it's not brain surgery how we're going to do this, but for at least the sweet PDZ, we would like a phone number and your shipping address, contact information. And you're going to email that to me at chickenwhisperer@chickenwhisperer.net. chickenwhisperer@chickenwhisperer.net. So if you're the big winner, I need to have that information. Just email it to me, and we'll get that over to Tom. All righty, we're going to go to caller number 6. Pat, you're in the number 1 slot, so we go down to 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. There we go. We're going to go live on the air, and we'll see. You know what? Let's have a little fun. Here we go. Okay. Caller number 6, you are live on the air with Andy and Pat calling in from area code 319-319. If you'll state your name and tell us where you're calling from, please.
It's Heather from Iowa.
I need you to pick my lotto numbers, let me tell you what. Okay, Pat, the question real quick.
Well, the question is, can a rooster crow if it cannot extend its neck? Heather, what do you think?
I don't think so.
That's right. It cannot really crow. It can make, as mentioned in the chat room, makes little mumbled sounds, but it certainly isn't anything close to a crow. So congratulations, Esther. Heather.
Congratulations, yes. And we're moving right along. So once we have the winner, Heather, you know what to do. You've won before. Send me your shipping address, including your phone number this time, so I can get that to Tom. They can contact you out of his office and tell you where you can get some of that 25-pound bag of sweet PDZ. All righty. Do you have one more question, Pat? We'll go because we're running out of time. I want to get at least all this sweet PDZ out there in the people's hands. So next question, Pat. And we'll take caller
okay.
number four for this next one.
Caller number 4, it's an easy question. How many toes can be on a chicken's foot? How many toes can there be on a chicken's foot? And some breeds have one number, some breeds have another number.
Great.
How many toes could be on a chicken's foot?
Caller number 4, and of course, if you were holding on for the last contest, you got dumped. So call back. We wanted to clear the switchboard, and so now we've got a clear switchboard. And so when you call in, you want to make sure you press 1, that you want to participate. You're not just calling in to listen. You want to participate in the contest. So if you want to participate in the contest, when you call in, press 1 to speak to the host. You'll be in that slot. Caller number 4. Caller number 4, how many chickens can be on a chicken's foot? Boom. There we have it.
I don't know how many toes could be on a chicken's foot.
What did I say?
How many chickens can be on a chicken's foot? I think that answers 1.
Okay, let me go. Caller number 4. Here we go. Caller number 4 calling in from area code 910. 910. You're live on the air with Andy and Pat. State your name and where you're calling from, please.
Hey, this is Reggie from Winnebago.
Hey, Reggie, thanks for listening today. Thanks for calling in. And what do you think the answer to Pat's question is?
The answer is 4, unless it's one of the breeds that has 5 toes.
That's correct. That's exactly right. Well done.
Perfect. All righty, Reggie, if you would, again, if you'll send me an email with your contact information, including phone number, chickenwhisperer@chickenwhisperer.net. We'll get that to Sweet PDZ, and they'll get you your voucher. You can go to the closest store and pick a bag up and try it out and let us know what you want. Okay, my question here, this will get all the Sweet PDZ out there to our listeners, and we're going to take question, we'll do number 5 this time, caller number 5. Let me go ahead and clear the switchboard one more time. We'll do caller number 5. Which is the only chicken breed developed by a woman? The only chicken breed developed by a woman. 347-637-3237. I'm sorry I'm having to go through this so quickly today, but we want to get this sweet PDZ out in the hands of our listeners so they can try it and get us some feedback on this. And if we need to, then we may give away the Happy Hen Treats on Monday or Tuesday or even as Facebook fan contest. So become a fan at facebook.com/thechickenwhisper. And I said, what caller did we say? 5, Pat? I don't even remember. Pat, you still there? Pat Foreman. Mute button.
Yes, you said five. And the question,
okay, five. That's
which
what
is
I thought.
The only
okay.
chicken breed developed
only
by a woman.
Only chicken breed developed by a woman, yes.
By a
only
woman.
Chicken breed developed by a woman. Caller number five is going to get a bag of Sweet PDZ. Sweet PDZ. Okay, let's go to what? Oh, we got one more. Let's see what we got here. Go to the switchboard.
This is becoming a famous question.
All right. 0860, if you'll turn your radio down in the background. You're live on the air with Andy and Pat. State your name and where you calling from.
Hey, Pat and Andy. It's Walter from Connecticut.
Walter. Hey, Walter, I got to be real quick here, but this is not snow melt, okay? This is not something you put out on your driveway to melt.
Oh, jeez. Okay. it's a Buckeye.
It is
a Buckeye.
Awesome. Perfect. Thank you very much, Walter. Send me your information. I wish it was about 2 tons of snow melt that you could spread out in your property, Walter, because I've seen your pictures. By the way, Walter, I want that blazer. I love that thing. It's awesome. And so, sorry it's not so snow melt, but Sweet PDZ, heading to you, Walter. Send me your information. Pat, 40 seconds. Take it away.
Right. Okay. Well, what a show. Thanks to Tom Menner from Sweet PDZ. Tom, thanks for telling us so much about the product and what its amazing uses. Andy, congratulations on your very shiny head. it's so smooth, I'm sure, as well, with your new haircut. And, of course, appreciation to our chat room chicken ears and all our listeners for clucking along. Thanks to blogtalkradio.com for providing the radio, chat, and the video services. Blessings to all. We love you all so much. And may the flock be with you evermore. God bless everybody.
Mm-hmm.